Good morning. What a glorious day. He is risen. Amen. Exclamation point. What would Easter be like without Cadbury chocolate filled with peanut butter? Shudder to think about it. Seriously, what would Easter be like if Jesus had not risen from the grave as foretold he would do? Shudder to think about that. It would not be good. And any sense of hope that we can generate, well, that would just not exist. I mean, for the hope that we can generate is fleeting, but the hope that Jesus has generated because he has overcome death, well, such is enables us to endure through this life confident what is next. And that then is what is called living free in Jesus. And what makes every day an Easter for us. Because he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Exclamation point. I invite you to the invocation on page 3 of the worship bulletin. This is the day the Lord has made. Why do we have reason to rejoice in this day?
This is the day the Lord has made with renewed mind.
Christ Jesus has risen.
He has risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Death has been swallowed up in victory.
Where, O death, is your victory?
Where, O death, is your sting?
The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law.
But thanks be to God, he gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
We worship this
Easter day in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Jesus Christ.
Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. If we confess our sins,
He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
This is how God showed His love among us.
He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him.
This is love.
Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, hear the word of Christ through His called servant. All your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Do you believe this?
Yes.
Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Amen.
On this glorious Easter Sunday, a reading from Holy Scripture, the book of Jonah. All hope seemed to be gone for Jonah, yet the Lord still had something in store for him. He said, In my distress I called to the Lord, and He answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead I called for help, and You listened to my cry. You hurled me into the depths, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled about me. All Your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from Your sight, yet I will look again toward Your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountains I sank down. The earth beneath barred me in forever. But You, Lord my God, brought my life up from the pit. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered You, Lord, and my prayer rose to You, to Your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to You. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say, salvation comes from the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
There is plenty of proof concerning the resurrection of Jesus. A reading from Holy Scripture, 1 Corinthians 15. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it is I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us worship him.
I invite you to stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Come and see, and then go and tell. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Let us worship him.
Please be seated for our
hymn of the day. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
I thought I would not say it this time, but grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance, thankfully from God our Father, and also through our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures this Easter Sunday. We turn back to these words from the Gospel of Matthew 28. So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, our crucified and risen Savior. How did the phrase go? There are no blank in foxholes. Yeah, no atheists in foxholes. Why did that tend to be the case? And perhaps it still is. Well, the fear of death can put the fear of God in a person. Whose name gets taken in vain? And why is this? How often do you hear people say, "Oh Baal," or "Oh Satan," either as a standalone word or in a group of words? As much as you hear the name God used standing alone or with a group of words. It is an unconscious admission that God does exist. The constant misuse has become acceptable. Acceptable to the detriment of our families and our society. For as the first and second commandments are ignored and disrespected, it only follows that the other commandments will be treated in the same vein. Prayers and thoughts have been replaced with words of policy and change. Human laws can get outdated. That is true. But human laws, just as God's laws, get ignored and broken. The change then that is necessary has to do not with going further away from God's word and laws, but rather showing more respect for and putting such into practice 24/7. Keeping in mind at the heart of God's law is a key word: love. True. That prayers and thoughts are not to be just empty words. The Lord Jesus himself says this, and he also says it through his Bible writers. James, for example, says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." But dissing the power of prayer and what and who is behind prayer, well, that is playing with fire. And the more we go down that road, the more it will hurt. Again, humans, we have to change from going away from God's word and from God himself to turning more to him and to his word. History backs this up. The message of Easter, then, is just as important today as it was on that first He is Risen day. Easter is another God truth that enables us to truly live free, even as our world, our society, strives to take away what living free in Jesus looks like and is. And so on this Easter Sunday, dear brothers and sisters, once again, take heart. For while in this world, no matter what, We in Christ are free. Where and how it matters most. Because, and thanks to his rising from the dead, he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Exclamation point. His truth is what sets us free. His truth is what led him to the cross and also then to the empty tomb. What led him to the cross is the truth about our sins, our failures to measure up to God's perfect standards, the standards which do not need to change. Again, we need to change and apply ourselves to God's standards. First and foremost, respect for him. And as a respect for him, then we'll turn into a respect for one another. For he has said, love God and your neighbor. Not when it's convenient, but an unconditional love. And a respect for him shows itself in not misusing his name, intentionally or unintentionally, and also by taking his word seriously. And as we do that, we are better positioned to honor those who are in authority over us. I mean, some of the disrespect we see in our society is because we don't have a proper respect for those in authority. Whether they deserve it or not, the position of authority is worthy of respect. And pray for those who are in those positions that they are worthy of the respect they are to receive in that position. God is very clear. He does not want murder to take place in the classrooms or in the homes or on the streets. God is very clear when it comes to fornication in the marriage and outside of the marriage. God is clear about your possessions are your possessions, realizing all comes from God in the first place. It's not for us to steal from somebody else, no matter what our intention is. God is about protecting people's reputations. And God reminds us the sinful thoughts start right here in the heart. For out of the heart come disrespect and murder and envy and fornication and everything else that is evil. Because by nature, since the fall into sin, we are given to sin. And the way to correct sin is not by going further down the road of sin and disrespect, but rather through what God has done for us, to change our hearts and our minds and our lives and attitudes. And so his truth, Jesus' truth, because of our sins, took him to the cross. Following his perfect life of obedience, where we fall short, he has not. And we cannot use temptation as excuse, for we are reminded throughout the scriptures that he was tempted just as we are, yet was without sin. So we hold on not to ourselves, but rather to him. What he was willing to endure following his perfect obedience, and that was endure suffering from the cross. A cross that was necessary to make full atonement for sin. And so again, there is no excuse because sin has been paid for, been dealt with. That's truth we can count on. His truth also consists then of coming out of the grave, for when Jesus said, "It is finished," sin was paid for. And he suffered the pains of hell for us so that we would not have to. And when the time was right on that third day, he rose from the grave, as Scripture says. And because he lives, we too shall live. Death lost. Oh, it stung, but it's lost its sting permanently. That's truth we can count on. And there are plenty of witnesses to the fact that Jesus rose from the grave, as the scriptures testify to. I mean, we human beings, we as a society put stock on witnesses. Why do we doubt the witnesses that have been recorded consistently throughout time when it comes to the resurrection of Jesus? We have a problem, and God has the solution. It's not difficult, but we find ways to complicate it. Because instead of holding to His truth, we want to hold to our truth, and our truth is proven again and again to be full of holes. But His truth remains consistent. His truth then assures you and me and all people of full and free forgiveness. And what all comes with that forgiveness, a new attitude toward life, living life, not for me, myself, and I, but for Him, and also then looking out for others by putting those commandments into practice, not because we have to, but because we want to, and we realize that's really what is best for society and for ourselves, to the glory of God. And what also comes with that cross and empty tomb, the assurance of eternal life. So again, living free in Jesus is living free from the fear of death. It's living free in the resurrected Lord, living free in His truth for time and eternity. Why would we want to live our lives without His truth? His truth gives us the ability to live each day with fresh confidence. I mean, He reminds us through Jeremiah, His mercies are fresh and new each and every morning. Every day is a new opportunity to serve God, to show respect to Him, and to respect one another, our neighbors, to live to the glory of God. Realizing that Jesus has done all this for us. Our forgiveness won, the grave defeated. And if He has done all that for you and for me, how will He not also take care of everything else we need in His time for us? Again, He does satisfy the desire of every living thing. It's not that He hasn't provided, it's that we don't always use well what He has provided. And so people are pointing the finger to the wrong person because they don't want to point it to themselves. That needs to change. And the motive, again, for change, true change, that really will bring about respect for God and for one another, the change that our society is looking for, the motive behind that is the love of Christ. The love of Christ compels us to not live for ourselves, but rather for Him who died and rose again for us. His truth is all that. It sets us free to live. And His truth then sets us free to speak up. He said to the women who went to the tomb expecting this something else, but then they were revealed this. He's not there. He said to them, don't be afraid. As they're trying to make sense of what's all going on, go and tell the disciples, I'm going to meet them. Just as I told them, but their heads were scrambled too at the time. And when He sees them, don't be afraid. Talk about another powerful gospel message. Don't be afraid. But how at times are we afraid to speak up about the crucified and risen Lord? I mean, yes, we have to use common sense when we're looking to share the message of Jesus. But may the Holy Spirit drive fear out of our heart and mind when it comes to sharing the message of Jesus. For as the women and the disciples were given an urgent message to tell one another and others about the good news that He has risen, so you and I today still have that urgent message through the Great Commission. Go into all the world for the purpose of making disciples. And He's even given us the tools to do it. The gospel in word and sacrament. The world needs His truth. And the truth is, the more the world has gotten away from God's truth, the world has not gotten better, but uglier. It should not take a rocket scientist to figure this out. We have a problem. God has the solution. We further the problem by going away from the solution. We can help the problem by getting back to the solution. The world, and you know people in this world, and perhaps it's you and me at times, we can catch ourselves living without hope. We can get so caught up in the here and now and the diagnoses and the situations that we're going through and the world the way it is that we think all is hopeless. But yet, because of His truth, there is still hope for this world, but especially for the life to come. So come and see. And go and tell. How important it is for us to stay connected, plugged in to Jesus. Because we recognize whatever fills our hearts and our minds, that is what will be exuded from us. How important it is then for us to continually fill our hearts and our minds with the truth of God's saving word. The fact that He was crucified for our sins and rose again for our justification. We have peace with God, not through our righteousness, but through His righteousness. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the more we do, the more that fear will dissipate, and the better we will glorify God and grow in Him and go then with His gospel. Because we have the proof on our side. And people are observing the way you carry your life, even through difficult times. And so as the Apostle Peter said, always be then be ready to give the reason for the hope that you have and do that with gentleness and respect. The more we are plugged in, the better the hope will resonate in and through us. Again, we know what the problem is, and we, by the grace of God, know what the solution is. God help us not further the problem, but rather get closer to the solution. How important it is to remember that truth, because fear does seem to be winning in our society. People have learned how to use it to their advantage or for their cause, but that's nothing new. And so the way to combat fear is not new either. He has risen.
Hallelujah, amen, exclamation point.
Live it and share it, exclamation point. And all God's people said,
amen. Please stand.
The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and minds, not only this Easter, but all lifelong, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. We join in the hymn response, "I Know That My Redeemer Lives," in the middle of page 8.
Thank you.
Please be seated. We pray. O Lord God, our strength, our song, and our salvation, you fulfilled your promises by the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead.
Thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
In your compassion, you sent Christ, the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life to rescue the lost.
Cry out all doubt to the gloom, that we may delight in your glorious strength.
Lift our eyes heavenward to see him who lives to make intercession for the saints, and grant us confidence in the greatness of his power. Keep before us the vision of your redeemed people, standing before your throne and singing the song of victory.
Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive wisdom, power, and honor, and glory, and praise.
Make us instruments of your peace as we bring the good news of hope and new life to those around us. Guide us in the use of all that you have entrusted to us, our time, our talents, and our treasures.
Risen Lord, live in us that we may live for you.
Merciful Lord Jesus, grant healing to the sick and strengthen the faith of the suffering and the dying. Assure them of your abiding presence and comfort them with the hope of eternal life. Continue to shower grace upon grace as those celebrating a birthday this week are privileged to do so by your grace. Lord, you love the cheerful giver, who with open heart and hand blesses freely as a river that refreshes all the land. Grant us then the grace of giving with a spirit large and true, that our life and all our living we may consecrate to you. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions.
Gracious Father,
you have restored to us the joy of your salvation. With happy hearts, we come before you and say,
Hallelujah, thanks be to God, amen.
And we also pray,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
We pray. Almighty God, grant to your church the Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes from above. Let nothing hinder your word from being freely proclaimed to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people.
So that we may serve you in steadfast faith and confess your name as long as we live. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Thanks be to God. Blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah.
It is a glorious day. He has risen. He has risen indeed. And because of that, we can face whatever the day brings before us. And so may the Lord give you that confidence, not just today, but every day. Good to see you here in the house of the Lord. If you haven't had the opportunity to fill out a blue connection card, please take the time to do so and also to talk to one another afterwards. Everyone is invited to the Multipurpose Center for our Easter breakfast. Even if you don't want to eat, but just want a cup of coffee or fellowship for a little bit longer, that'd be great and appreciated. I'd like to thank Linda Halfill for coordinating the Easter breakfast this year. And now enjoy this Easter favorite before you leave.